Prada Kenu Ain Oid. Ephes Malke, Emes Malkenu, Ephes Zulasa. He's our God. There is no other. Our King is true. His truth is none other than Him. Kakasa Vasayasa. Bring the Pasuk. Vadata Ayayim. Vashivaisa Lavavacha. Shunaytade Shatan Jihad. Kashem Hu Alekim. Hashem is a God, b'shamayim mal va'aretz mitachas, in the heavens above and in the earth below. Ain't I? There's nothing else. Can't think of anything more powerful to be misbraining on, to think about. Leading up to Rosh Hashanah, this is what it's all about. Emes Malkeinu. When does a person realize that Hashem is true? When you realize it's Ephes Zilasa. There is nothing other than Hashem. Nothing really exists outside of Hashem. He is existence. Einan milvada. Nothing else has any independent power. Nothing can act outside of the Ritzon Hashem. As the Aramaic says, even in the even the smallest creature. Even the smallest creature has no independent activity outside of Hashem. In fact, the Admar Hazakin, the Balatanya, says every single day, we're meant to stop, we're meant to think, we're meant to focus on Hashem's greatness. He says you're meant to do it for half an hour. This is a mitzvah aseh v'yadata yom v'shavayis al v'avecha. But the greatness of Hashem into our minds, into our hearts. It's a chiv daraisa. I don't know if people do this. But can you imagine how different our lives would be if we did? To stop for half an hour and just think about Hashem's greatness. Be blown away by His awesomeness. This is what he says. Every single day there's a mitzvah saseh to be mizboinim b'chol yom b'chinas echad. Everyone according to their own abilities. That's v'yadata hayayim v'hashem v'yisal v'avecha. Meaning our relationship with Hashem needs to be updated every single day. V'yadata hayayim. It's true. I knew it yesterday and the day before and I was keeping the Torah yesterday and the day before. Doesn't matter. Every single day needs to be a new experience. As we just learned, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, Re'ein Asati Lefanecha Hayoyim, on which Rav Moshe Feinstein says, what does it mean that the Bechira, person's Bechira is Hayoyim? Choosing life. Bechata Bechayim is Hayoyim. The answer is you can have a person that thinks, do you know what, I'm an old man, wasted my life, it's all over, it's too late, I'm beyond hope. Comes along with her and says, no way, hayoyim, re'ein asati lefanecha hayoyim, today you can choose to turn a corner, start a new slate, turn over a new leaf, you can start again. That's the soid hatshuva. Conversely, a person can think, do you know what, I'm fine, I'm sorted, I'm fine, I'm from. You cannot rely on your past choices. Every single day we have to be making new choices. And that is this. To know today, to spend time thinking today about Hashem's greatness. We can't rely on the fact that we knew it yesterday. We have to update and upgrade and bring it into the present.